Welcome to Utopia, please make yourself at home.
It's the only place on earth where you can bitch and moan.
There's something here for everyone to make you feel quite great.
Just as long as we've already let it through our gates.
This is our dreamland, this is Utopia. Yet another little podcast for you. This is our dreamland, this is Utopia. It's where we discuss the little things and make them better for you. This is our dreamland, this is Utopia. You've got a penny,
we'll kick it out for you.
It's a wonderful and magical and positively colourful. It's our cheeky show. By now you know
the Utopia Project.
Now then, everybody, welcome along to the Utopia Project, a show where we want things in and out of our planet and we decide yes or no, or go away, you smelly little sock. I'm Chunky T, and I'm joined each and every week by Jack Magic.
Hello.
Hello.
I thought I'd give my voice keeps going a bit weird.
Yeah.
I'm still a bit poorly. I'll give myself a cheer. I usually go for the... But I thought I'd
have
do.
Both of them.
I thought I'd have kids cheering for me, because why not?
Yeah. And we're also joined each and every week by the permanent shopping!
Wagwan General! Give us one of them, bad boy!
No, I was doing.
Wagwan General!
Yeah.
That's your.
Josh
you said that
weren't.
Quite a bit.
No, Josh said it weren't the other day, because what did you say on the podcast the other week? Did you say Wagwan General? And I was like, no, I didn't. I said Wagwan Mandem, but I like the General.
Yeah.
I was like, that is it, that's Day Mandem.
Only you can get away with legitimately saying it like that.
Wagwan de General.
Yeah.
General Lee.
I look like I'm part of the White Man's Reggae Club.
It's alright, you can join in.
You're like a David... place where white men can go and listen to reggae.
You look like David Rodigan's nephew.
Yeah.
David Rodigan. Bob
Martin, isn't it? We're all good there, boys.
Yeah, not bad, not
nice
bad.
Nice to see you both fucking back at work.
Yeah, I know.
Finally.
I've been sat doing fuck all.
You've been fucking gallivanting. You've been
fucking
gallivanting.
It's
nice
off,
to have
off.
The fucking team together.
In it.
Yeah.
News team assembled.
Yeah.
We're getting the fucking band back together.
Here we are.
Right. You're weird.
Okay, well, I've got you both a treat.
Oh, what we got?
We have got something to try.
Okay.
I've spoken about it on the exclusive.
Yeah. It's not your dick again, is it?
No, you love that. I already know you love that. We've got... Liquid Death!
Yes! Yay!
Right, so you wanted a plain
one. What's
this?
Why is it gold?
Tell Stella.
So, Liquid Death, don't be scared, it's just water. Right? So you've got a plain one as well. You just want the plain one, don't you? You don't
want the mango. I want the one that looks like Stella, so I can go around beating up people.
Oh, no, the mango one looks more like Special Brew.
That does look like Special Brew.
Looks like Special Brew. But that's what, obviously, I was saying on the exclusive, that it's, you know, it's kind of that subconscious thought of it being like a replacement for the energy drink or just a tinny, really. If you're an alky, have water instead and have the real feel.
That's a mad thing, man.
I like
the packaging is sick, right? Don't know how I feel about this skull. That's a bit weird. It gives me the EBGBs a bit.
Oh, you're not going to wait then?
Who's waiting for what? It's football.
I also like the way it says "murder your thirst" and
it's so rock and roll.
And recycle or die.
Yeah.
Recycle or die.
Yeah. Their advertising is real sick, to be fair. Slightly pricey for water.
Say it was about.
Got it off Amazon. Get yours now. There'll be a link in the description.
Link in the bio.
Yeah. So basically,
it's not even any ingredients. It's literally just water, isn't it?
Yeah. That one's fancy. We'll get you to taste that in a minute.
This one's got nutrition.
Do you want to just have? I've already had some, and that's what I brought. I have mine ice cold. This isn't ice cold. It's just a bit cold.
It's good. That's best water. But,
see what you reckon. Don't drink it all. Make it
I'm
going
to go for the mango one before I go for it.
Me warm!
Just have a go.
I feel like that's going to ruin my head, though.
Why?
It's water.
Because I can't
get... you're easing in with the faux energy drink.
That sounds like a faux energy drink. That, I feel like, is going to blow my mind.
Doesn't it hit different?
Yeah, but it's like a placebo thing, because when I do that, I feel like... You know when you get all, like, dried Stella around the cap and it smells stale?
Yeah.
I'm like, smell that. Mm. In my head,
right.
But it's not there. I'll put it there, like
right. Fuck you guys, I'm giving it a go.
It's
just the sound of mango really tickles my pickle.
We can have both. Open them both.
Love
just
a magnet.
Feel like a madhead. I've got two pints on the go, boy.
The claw.
It's just water. It is honestly just water.
We like to but drink with Jack.
I've had it at band practice now, mate. A few weeks on the bounce, and it's so odd because you just go, it's just water, but I want to have, I want to drink more of it.
And
it's
when weird. We drink with Jack, he gets it down in eight.
Not playing that game.
Ain't that a weird feeling?
It's really odd. I'm not sure how I feel about the plain water. So it
it's
feels
water, Jack.
I know, but in my head it feels like, you know, after a party you've got loads of empty cans about.
Yeah.
It feels like you've just filled one of them cans. You know when you wake up really hungover and you're just like, you feel like you're gonna die because you've got no moisture left in your building, in your body, and you just think, I'm just and you've got no receptacle. You come across a pond, but you've got no receptacle to get any water out of it, and you're like, this old can will do.
Yeah. But I mean, I
feel like this is. I feel like this is going to hit.
I've gone on that one then. So what do you reckon?
That's sparkling.
Sparkling mango flavour. Mango chainsaw.
Oh bollocks!
Oh yeah, it's that good. We knock it over everywhere.
All over our electrical equipment.
Yeah, sorry, it's not all over it. It's just on the floor. We'll clean it up.
At least it's not water.
Just
that's
running. Give me a towel, please, Dan.
This is why you can't be trusted. Yeah, imagine if that was energy drink. That was so sticky and horrible.
I told you. That's why my bloody mic's in a way.
Yeah. Could do with it being on an arm, really, couldn't you?
Yeah. So I'll do that before it runs.
What's your review then, mate? What are you thinking?
That whole geezer juice, isn't it? It's not bad. Not bad.
It's just water,
it tastes like water. And it does what it says on the tin. Actually, no, it doesn't. It doesn't do death. It's alright. It does. The can does remind me of a Stella can, which I'm dubious about, but I do feel like I'm being naughty boy having a drink.
Yeah, you know? But you're hydrating.
That'll do.
Right.
That's back.
Let's have a little think of the.
Ooh, that smells like Monster.
Is it? I'm confused by your reactions.
Ooh.
Oh, he's thinking. He's thinking.
It gives me Lego Movie face. You know Lego Movie face?
Yeah.
But if that was a
explain
brain.
To the, I don't think we've ever explained what Lego Movie face is.
Lego Movie face, right? We watched Lego Movie once. Well, Chung made me watch Lego
that's
Movie.
The face.
Chung made me watch Lego Movie while I was hungover. And I was struggling to compute the world anyway.
You'll put that with your others there, mate.
Yeah, just away from my arms. And then, so I was struggling to compute the world anyway. And then we watched Lego Movie and I couldn't get my fucking head around it.
Just Lego?
Yeah, no, but it's weird, man. I couldn't get my head around, like, if it was a real film, if it was, like, serious
it was definitely
film,
a real
if
film.
It was funny film, if it was cartoons. My head just went...
What film was it you did Lego Movie Face to that you sent in the group chat the other day and it was like bang on Lego Movie Face, you was sat there like that, like
Barbie Movie.
Barbie Movie is pretty much the same concept of Lego Movie.
Yeah, I think it's because it's a bit of both. It's like pick a lane. I can't do it.
So he's like basically he's a kid playing with a Lego. That's the thing, and then he breaks out and like into reality.
Was it?
Yeah. Was like, it? Yeah,
everything is after her.
Yeah.
That one.
Everything is cool when you're part of a team.
Yeah, it was just Lego Man, wasn't it? It was a real.
No,
boy.
If you get to the end, it's a real person playing with the Lego. It's the whole boy. Film is void, essentially.
Because Will Ferrell is President Business.
President.
Yeah, and he says, "Fuck off! You're not playing with my Lego." And that's the whole premise.
Watch that again.
Yeah, it's good. Thoughts?
Lego Movie face. The mango one is much better. I'll let you know after a couple of cans.
Where do you sit on the scale? I don't know. I'm confused.
He still wanted to drink it though. That's the thing of it though.
I can't stop it.
Yeah, the subconsciousness of
This one is definitely better. But obviously, this is just water. Yeah. So of course, it's better.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan of water, but.
There's something about it hitting different.
That is nice water.
Yeah.
I swear it is just tap water, though.
Probably. It's from the mountains
from
of
the
water.
Alps.
Anyway, have we got a sponsor? That face says no.
No, like yeah. But
have we got a sponsor?
Yeah.
The sponsor is Liquid Death.
Sponsor is Liquid Death. The sponsor is Mango Chainsaw.
Mango Chainsaw. This week, the Utopia Project is sponsored by Mango Chainsaw. Now, I'll tell you about Mango Chainsaw right now.
Tell us about it right now, will you?
You wanted to rip up some mangoes because they get a little bit like... Have you ever had them and you think, in the chunks? How do they get in the chunks, man? Because it's premium price, premium deal, isn't it? Price deal. Me too. Anyway, mango chunks... It's cheaper for a normal mango. It's massive. It's fucking glorious, isn't it?
Yeah.
And you want to chunk it up. You're going to get chunky, get funky. You're going to get Mango Chainsaw, mate. You get one of these, mate, you cut out the middle, man. You want to pay that premium price.
You literally
price.
Cut him out.
Yeah, you want to pay that premium price, you fucking do it some. But if you want to buy that mango that's much cheaper for that same glorious jelly-tasting fucking yellow, bright, fluorescent product, what you're going to do is going to get your very own Mango Chainsaw to cut that up so you're not paying that premium price.
No.
All right? You're going to get it, and you're going to go choppy, choppy, choppy. Chop all that up, mate, getting that juiciness going on. So if you go to www.mangochainsaw/ you can get 5% off your next and probably the only one, because I think they're just a one-time deal.
Once you've got one, there's not much call for another mango chainsaw.
I think it is illegal, technically.
Mango chainsaw with a friend.
You do get investigated.
Can we go mangochainsaw.com/smash
/smash
like the hitchhiker dude. Smash
on the Mango Tango with discount code fucking chainsaws for
no discount
of,
code
slice chopping
discount code slice it real nice
slice it nice
slice it real nice it
add a bit of ice and someone like that.
Oh, for less than the price.
Buy it!
Price. Yeah. Buy it.
How much is it?
You. What?
How much is it?
At least a quid.
At least a quid.
Yeah.
I was thinking. Go on the website, find out.
Yeah.
Find out that product.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. Oh, there you go.
Any peeves or good vibes, boys?
I got good vibes.
A peeve and a good vibe right now is that mango chainsaw, yeah.
It's both at the same time.
Yeah.
I still can't get my head around it. I got a good vibe.
Mm-hmm.
Song came on earlier.
Yeah.
Put Spotify on.
Yeah.
Playing the music.
Yeah.
Song came on. And I thought, now this is a fucking vibe.
Is this going to be the same vibe as what I'm going to bring? I've got a feeling it's the same vibe.
Is it a song / album?
Yeah. It was released today or yesterday?
No. Okay. Mine was released ages ago.
Okay, it might be ruined.
My album is the Collision Course album.
Oh, what a banger.
Fucking Linkin Park and Jay-Z, man.
No, fucking
clear. That whole album was Linkin Park fucking and sick.
Can I get it on core? Do you want more?
Could get raw with the Brooklyn boys. So for one last time, I need y'all to raw.
Boo, 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 boo.
That's overplayed to the point I'm like, it's hurt my ears, man. Fuck that shit.
Overplayed, yeah, because I hear all the time. Radio 1.
Stop playing Jay-Z.
Hey, see this?
Whoa.
You be fucking careful your words right now.
So Sharpie had a couple of weeks off, sort himself out, and he's come back a misery guts. Uncle Tal's sat in the corner, he's a misery guts.
Oh, you cunt.
Everyone, right? Just misery guts.
I'm not miserable now, I've always been miserable. I was just better at putting on a smile.
Now I'm embracing.
Now I'm fucking deranged.
Yeah, I always have been a bit, but
it's cracking.
So now I'm embracing the misery, I don't want it no more.
It's cracking.
Yeah, but yeah,
I've heard a sick album.
Collision Course album.
Obviously,
sick album.
It's like not as dated now. Like,
yeah, yeah, I mean, do you know much? Have you heard more of the songs other than Encore?
Probably, if you sing them.
But they're all linked. I mean, if you know Linkin Park songs, if you know any Jay-Z songs, they're on it. Because that's the whole thing.
I like
Linkin
Park, but I don't like.
Yeah, I would like to re-listen to the album as a whole again because it was fucking banger.
It's a good album. It's one of those ones that I think that if you show someone now that is either a Linkin Park or Jay-Z fan,
they're just like, what the fuck?
At the time,
it was
two fucking powerhouses.
Yeah.
And no one was expecting.
Yeah, and also, it was massively like, them things don't mix.
Yeah.
You're either an emo or you're a gangster.
It was big things back then, though, wasn't it? Like, you listened to one genre of music.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And that's what you listened to.
It was proper, like, pioneering, wasn't it?
Yeah. And because I bought the album and it had a documentary as well. And basically, they did a gig, which is the.
I was about to say, like a DVD or something.
Yeah, there's a video of them performing it. It's the encore song. Mm. The music video is them performing it at a gig. And what they did was they asked a load of Jay-Z fans and Linkin Park fans, like, their top five artists and got them to submit it. And if any of them said Linkin Park and Jay-Z, basically, they got an exclusive invite to the gig. And then everybody went, so there was like, oh, I don't know what. Like, all the Jay-Z fans just thought it was a Jay-Z concert. All the Linkin Park fans just thought it was a Linkin Park concert.
Yeah.
And then they just kind of got invited, didn't know that this album was coming out, anything. And then both of them come out, and everyone's just like, what the fuck?
What's going on here?
That's mental, that. I did not know that.
Yeah.
I wonder who set that deal up then.
I think it was Linkin Park and Jay-Z.
No, but
I bet it was Jay-Z. I bet it was his idea.
Probably. Mr. Money.
He is like, he's big boss man things, isn't he?
Chester. He's like, you're going to be dead soon, so let's make me some money, bitch.
Yeah. Make me some money. Give me some quids before you go.
Give some quids.
Give me before you go.
I'm happy to say that. No, you said you didn't like it, you know? Just because it's old.
I hear it all the time.
You don't hear it.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't.
You work
in a well-to-do suit shop.
Yes, we put our own music on.
It's my music. I hear it all the time. What? When I put it on.
When was the last time you heard it?
Yesterday.
No,
bollocks.
It was.
No, liar. Today.
Yeah, it
Why
was.
Why are you lying, boy?
I'm not lying. I just want to be right. It was yesterday. It was. I heard that in my head loads, man. It was in my brain. I was like,
I kept thinking about it.
And then I heard it.
And then I thought, I've heard too much of this song.
It hits your ears and you're like, oh, get away.
It doesn't hit your ears because there's no sound. It's only just coming out of your ears.
No, it just hit my ears when you said it. And now look, because I'm in this can. Your fault, that.
Don't you feel pissed? It's weird, isn't it?
I feel like I shouldn't be able to drive now. I get the feeling that song, I hear it all the time.
I don't know what you're just giving off this vibe that you might not like it.
It's not bad. What other songs on it? Sing this song now.
Can I get it encore?
It's hurt my head again.
Got,
99 problems, but my bitch ain't one.
Yeah, hit me.
That was good.
Is it One Step Closer?
Yeah.
So it's like the One Step Closer back in, and then they do the vocals and stuff.
Who's the One Step Closer? Another band?
That's Linkin Park.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. Oh, One Step Closer to the
edge. The whole album. I'm gonna let you into a little secret fact. Not many people know this. The Collision Course album, all of the songs on it involve Linkin Park.
Yeah.
And Jay-Z.
I'm aware of that, right? Well, I'm just singing another song in it.
Such an angry boy.
I can't think what else there was.
There's One Step Closer.
Shall we have a quick look? Just at the song titles.
Why don't we get the researchers?
Oh, yeah, you're a researcher.
Can you even turn the Mac on? He's been in that much of a grump since he turned up. He's like, nah,
I thought it was
you.
On.
Wasn't it on? Fuck Steve Jobs.
Fuck Steve Jobs, don't want it.
While he's trying to find them, though, weirdly, my.
What was yours?
My good vibe, because I've not had a big enough peeve really today, but my good vibe is, mate, it's coming back.
What?
Fucking. Like dubstep as it was, but like, dubstep drum and bass. Jason Status have just dropped their. It's an album.
Too rough?
But I've called it a mixtape. Too rough. It is a bit of me.
They go,
mate. So Banner Dan come out, didn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
And then he heard cigarettes and.
I put it on my playlist. Yeah,
and what is it?
Liquor and cigarettes still on my breath. Boom.
Yeah. Switch. Yeah, it's a banger. All of them have just got that proper old, like, you know, the More Than a Lot album. More Than a Lot album.
Yeah.
It's just like that, but it's like, it's just gone. We like some bits that are about now as well, actually.
Yeah.
We'll throw them in.
Banger.
It's fucking sick. I mean, obviously he works in the kebab shop part time now.
Yeah.
So
I did think you was gonna go down the before you said what album it was, I did think it was going to go down the same as me, because I've also been singing King Crouch because in my head got a lot recently.
Have you?
Yeah.
That's worrying, mate.
Yeah.
No, that's not a good vibe, really. When
Why
you
not? It's a good song.
It's an all right song, but it's done by a raging fucking pedophile, isn't it?
Yeah, but fun song, though.
Google Court of King Crackers by Rolf Harris, those at home.
Yeah, because if you want to take some pictures of the fascinating winter, which is in the lens, the British, the boys who put the powder on the nose of the faces, the laser of the hair, and the colour of King Crackers, you're too late.
Nice. Because it's just fucked kids.
Woo! Ah, he's in jail now.
Now you're going to jail.
Yeah.
Nonce.
Well, I've been listening to Rolf Harris.
I haven't, it's just in my head.
Can you listen to Rolf Harris anymore?
Yeah, probably.
Track listing tab.
So we've got Dirt Off Your Shoulder / Lying From You.
Oh, Paper Dirt Off Your Shoulder, that's a good one.
/ Paper Cut. Gigawatt / Faint. Numb Encore. Izzo in the End. Points of Authority. 9-11 Problems. One Step Closer.
Yeah.
Oh, I remember them.
9-9 Problems. Can't hear a word of that. 9-9 Problems. 9-9 Problems. The, was it Gizzo? Gizzo? What was that one?
Izzo / In the End.
That's all.
Yeah. H to the Izzo.
E to the Izzo. She's on my Rizzo Gunners. Fuck off, I'm red.
Drink champagne.
Jay-Z.
Yeah.
Fucking. He's a bugger.
He's a bugger, isn't he?
He's a bugger.
He's a bloody bugger. Do you know what he is? Do you know what he is?
Bloody bugger.
He's a bloody one.
He is.
A little rascal. Yeah.
He's a bloody one, isn't he?
And I got a pet peeve, actually.
Yeah?
Yeah. Mentioned it to you, actually, earlier today.
Yeah.
Basically, I was in Lidl the other day, and I'm my shopping. I go get my eggs, and they were like, "So you can't buy that many eggs." And they were like, "You're gonna have to put some eggs back." And I was like, "Thought I did a Lego movie face at that."
Yeah, he's like, "Why call me sir for you, bitch?"
Yeah, I'm a G. But no, like she did say though, actually, because I stood stand there and I was like, "Why?" It's like there's just a limit on certain items that people can buy, and you've exceeded that limit. But then, in the same breath, she looked and went, "It's okay, I put it on a separate order for you." And I was like, "Oh, okay." So she still let me have the eggs, which was nice. But I was just confused as to why I wasn't allowed to, like, legally, for some reason.
I suppose, because then they did that. Do you remember when all of the idiots were ransacking the supermarket?
So then no one's doing that.
You couldn't buy toilet roll for love nor money. they imposed limits, didn't they? And you could only buy a thing at a time.
Yeah, but it's only 3 cartons of eggs. That's the
got
max.
3 cartons of 12.
Yeah, that's the max.
Why do you? They probably thought you was running a fucking bakery. Why do you need that many eggs?
That's none of their business.
That's
pastries
none,
ourselves.
That ain't none of your
that's
business.
That's my business. My bakery.
Yeah.
My bakery business.
We're like, you ain't fucking running a bakery, mate.
I mean, technically, I don't think you're allowed to do that. Oh yeah.
What? Run a bakery?
No, you can run bakeries, but
you can't just go buy all your shit from Lidl. Or you're not supposed to.
I can. Buy
you can't.
What?
No.
What if I just wanted to eat all the raw eggs right there?
It's well, free, fair
free
enough.
Free like,
that's not for your business, is it?
Yeah, but only that shop.
Unless you're shitting it out and then putting that in bread, then maybe.
Well, but like, after I leave their shop, they can't be like, "What are you doing them eggs?" I'm like, "It's none of your business, Lidl."
Lidl.
You better get a little bit of fucking better at fucking not talking to me sometimes.
I just thought as well, when you turn around and say, "Don't call me sir, I'm a G," I just imagined this woman going from,
"Sorry sir, you can't buy this many eggs," to,
"Sorry, G, can I ask you not to buy this many eggs?"
You're not stepped to me with them cartons, did you, blood?
Yeah, come here with all these eggs, fam. And you want to buy all my eggs?
Yeah.
And you're not even telling me about the ends.
Yeah, too
disgusting,
bad.
Waste man things.
But yeah. So, what's that about?
I think limits on buying stuff is clever because it stops idiots like you buying all the eggs.
Why would an idiot like me?
What is who needs to buy? What did you buy? 3 cartons.
Four.
That's what's it's that? Four cartons. So you need to buy 40 maths. 48 eggs.
Why
do you know what maths is? I was just spat where I was that angry about it. why do you need 48 eggs?
To eat the eggs. No, it's not. I'm not
eat
doing
other stuff
I'm
as well.
I'm not doing unholy
it's
things.
It's like
with
cottage
them.
Cheese all over again.
You're
not like
talking to me
cheese.
About a fucking cottage cheese, son. I've got you wrapped on that fucking bag of smack.
Yeah, we like cottage cheese. But we've done like 47 eggs. How long will that last you? 2 days?
No, it'll last me I have 6 a day on average.
So that's like 2, 4, 6, 8 days. My maths is shit, man. You know I can't do maths.
Yeah, 8 days. The thing is that I get it if I
buy
those.
They go out a day, wouldn't they?
No, they last a while.
How long do eggs last? They last ages. I'll keep them in my thing for ages. Yeah. I just crack them in the mug first.
That's what I just eating. Like at the end of the day, I'm not buying loads of other things, but like seeing other people shopping.
Did you have anything else, or just eggs and cottage cheese?
Yeah, oats and fish.
Obviously.
Obviously,
I would like 47 eggs, some fish, and some oats.
All mixed together in a big bowl.
Mmm, protein.
Mix it together. You know, I'm fucking bakery.
How many fishes did you have? How many fishes did you have? They probably thought you was Jesus.
Maybe.
You were Jesus.
I got 47 eggs, I got fishes, and I got, like, pre-loaves.
Pre-loaves.
That's what oats are, innit? Just pre-bread.
Two packs. Smoked salmon. That goes on top of my eggs for my dindins.
So you had 47 eggs.
Sorry.
You probably ate one on the way round, let's face it.
Yeah, with the eggs.
Like, you have to do a travel snack.
Like with a toddler. You're like, right, have that, open that one, but save the packet, we've got to scan it when we get to the...
Oh, I was cooking tea last night and they went, I'm going to go in the shower. I was like, okay.
And then she went,
I think she came and got a custard cream or something. She went, I'm going to get a travel snack.
I was like, for going to the shower?
She was like, well, I'm hungry. I was like, fair.
That's not a travel snack.
Travel snack.
Between here and there.
I think if you have a snack at all in your house, even if you're mobile, it's just a snack.
Yeah.
It's not a travel snack, is it?
Traveling.
We are traveling to your thingy. Anyway, back to the point.
Yeah.
You had 48 eggs. You had 2 packs of salmon.
I had some oats.
What kind of oats was it?
What do you mean?
What container was it in? How many was there?
It was in a bag.
It was 500
in a bag, just a loose bag.
It was a loose bag.
It was 500.
Did you just
pallets.
Take a carrier bag and just pour it in?
Yeah, I emptied all the oats.
He had it in his t-shirt like that.
Yeah. Just holding that many.
No, it comes in a paper bag that is called Simple Oats.
Right, so you had a bag of oats.
Yeah.
2 packs of salmon.
I do have salmon. I had some sweet potatoes.
What, just like a bag of them? Or did you just pick one out?
I think you got to think about bags, man.
I just imagine you got a loose sack of oats, just raw oats.
No, it just the bag of oats, it comes in the packet. That's the packet, is the bag.
Yeah.
The bag.
What else did we have?
What do we have? I have oats, I have eggs, I got some mints.
Yeah.
I had some mints and passata. Put that in there because I have that one time when I'm feeling special.
Was you just holding all this, or did you have a basket?
I always get a basket now. I've made that mistake too many times, and it has this. One where you're walking like a dog, and I'm
they're good in little, aren't they?
Why don't you get the little kids trolley?
No, I have them.
Don't they?
Fucking bullshit. Yeah.
Oh.
So I've got to kind of use it like a kids trolley because I put the thing you just carry around like that. Put it in front of me so I drive it like a car.
Yeah. Clever.
I'm surprised you don't go on his pallet truck.
Yeah.
Oh, come for me, eggs.
It's not far off. I do enjoy driving that thing around. And I always
get through that many eggs, man. Just buy some chickens.
Well, I did think about that, but I think it would actually be more work than just having the eggs.
No, I knew he wouldn't get a coat, would he? He'd just let him loose in the house.
I get stressed out easy. So I don't think I need to be dealing with that.
Yeah, looking after chickens as well. Someone said the other
day, it's like, oh no, it's not cost effective, like cost far too much to keep chickens for the eggs. I'm like, well, how do farmers do it then?
Yeah. Otherwise it's not cost effective,
isn't
it?
That's the whole concept, isn't it?
Like, they got all like hundreds of chickens though. I'd need 6 chickens to have my meal, like dinner a day.
They lay more than one egg a day, you know.
No, it's one egg
constantly.
They lay like 2 or 3 eggs a day.
One egg a day keeps the dinner here.
What?
It's somewhat about one egg a day.
Even he don't know.
No.
How many eggs are you pooing out?
I don't poo out any eggs.
None. I don't.
I don't.
Mine's all
poo. I only if thought it was you get an egg a day. That's like the rule.
No, I think you get like two or three eggs a day.
If a chicken gives birth to a second egg, it just get, you go along and go, you're broken, and just wring its neck. Sorry, mate. You broke the rules.
You broke the code. Get out.
Yeah.
That's a bit far. You just sort of say, you're fucking a bit lame. You're
crazy.
Yeah, we'll just look after you in a different way.
Yeah.
Because, you know.
But the chickens are like, I've had a leg neck today. Get a leg of one.
I don't think it's biologically possible.
It is. I'm sure they do, like two or three eggs a day.
Biologically.
Yeah. As long as you don't wake up in the morning feeling like P. Diddy.
You wake up in the morning, you can't get your daily egg. I'm sure that's a thing.
On account of masturbation stats that are against the rules of nature.
Mm.
I think that it's not unbelievable to believe that a chicken might shit out more than one egg.
One time, like
a chicken.
No, you don't just sit there like, blub, 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 like does like a full fucking load of them, but it like
to three babies a day.
They like, go blip.
Yeah, one egg.
Have a little waddle around.
6 hours time, another one.
Nah, I thought you wake up in the morning, you get your one egg in the morning egg. You get your
morning brown.
That's where the fucking dippy morning egg scrambles. Breakfast come from. Wake up and you get your daily egg and then you don't eat by eggs, you got all chickens.
No matter how many chickens you got, you still just get one egg.
One egg a day. Giant egg. Right, who's going to do the egg today? You, James, you do it.
Yeah, I didn't know that. I haven't probably needed one a day, to be honest.
To be fair, if James is laying the egg, we've got a problem, haven't we, I think?
Yeah.
It's James.
We're clearly not a female.
Well, I don't know, to be fair, it's 2023. Chickens can identify as whatever they want to identify as. Yeah.
James sounds like a boy with brown hair to me.
James Clucker.
It could be, yeah.
He's a real mother clucker.
Yeah.
James got to get some interest with his name, man. James is...
James.
Yeah. He sounds like an insurance person.
Insurance person.
But yeah, he does.
So what was it? Was your peeve? Free eggs for everyone?
No, you could do, yeah.
Just let me buy the eggs. Help yourself.
Just let me buy the eggs, that one.
I mean, that is the concept of supermarket shopping, isn't it?
Yeah.
But what about you? Is that shifty that they were like, you ought to look good with those eggs?
Yeah, it was the opposite, though.
Oh, saying that, though, there has also been a, like, Halloween, they often clamp down on it, don't they?
Yeah, eggs people like stuff, yeah.
No, really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because people buy eggs from places like, I don't know, Quick Save.
Yeah.
And then walk outside and then egg Quick Save and then film it and then walk away from Quick Save and then walk back past Quick Save while the police are there trying to find who's egged them.
You do that?
No, I did that.
No, you did that.
And they caught me and I went, yeah, okay, I clean it.
And I paid him for it.
Yeah.
I had the video evidence of me doing it.
He had a video of it in his hand. And in his bag was loads of empty egg containers.
With Quick Saves.
With Quick Saves receipt.
Our project, and that's not me.
I literally walked out and was like, ah! Doosh! Oh.
Was that a win?
And then I ran away the wrong way, and I was like, oh, I've got to go back past it to go home.
Did you orchestrate that, or were you like, I'll just throw it, like, Tourette's?
No, we was going to know.
That was the plan all along.
We thought it'd be funny to buy eggs from them and then chuck it back at them.
Buy them. The sake of life.
Yeah.
When really, they're the ones who's laughing, because you've paid them, and then they've still got the eggs, technically.
Yeah.
Just in a different form.
No, I paid for the privilege of using lots of their blue roll. Really.
Give me your blue roll. No, right, I'm going to smash all these eggs to give me
I need to clean this up.
Still out of pocket.
Yeah, there's a cheap way of getting kitchen roll. I need another roll, put that in my bag. Thank you.
And then he TP'd it with all the blue roll.
Yeah, the shop near Litland School says, there's a big sign that says, we will not sell eggs or flour to anyone under the age of 17.
What if they just, it's nutritional, but they'll sell a fucking, like, what is it, Yorkie bar?
Yeah, but you cause a little bit less damage, don't you?
Depends how you're throwing it.
I don't know, if you throw a Yorkie bar at someone's head, you do some damage, I'd hurt that.
Internal damage, yeah.
If you've got enough power.
Yeah, but also, you got to find the money to buy lots of Yorkies, aren't you? Unless you're reusing the same Yorkie.
And also,
Give me that back, I've got another pack again!
And also, to be fair, it's only blokes that can buy it anyway, isn't it?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah,
it's not for girls.
So we used to build houses out of back in the good old days.
Remember, men. Build houses out of Toblerone and Yorkies. Toblerone's too hard for your teeth,
isn't it?
Who buys a Toblerone?
Apparently, that's our thing today. You've got to like push it in. If you push the Toblerone in, it like you don't take it out. You don't bite it because it
pushes your teeth.
Yeah, but if you bite it, it'll poke your brain before it breaks.
Don't you think, just texture-wise, that a Dorito is the savoury Toblerone?
Yeah.
Because it's just spiky in your mouth.
Yeah.
Have you had a tooth out?
No. Relatable. Not relatable. Completely related. I've got a I can see where you swag away from that.
Go in here.
Yeah.
Worst pain ever. Not the worst pain, but it's just annoying. Like, when you have a tooth out.
I want to see where this circle goes. Go on.
And then you got where the tooth went, where they pull it out, it's a big hole, and the heel's over, and it's just the top of your gum. In that bit, there. If you ever get something that you bite and it just fucking goes straight through the gap and then goes and stabs you in the fucking gum bit there, it feels like it's just punctured a new hole ready for a new tooth. It's horrible. It just fucking goes like that, bang, like a bit of Dorito or a bit of chocolate. First a bite with your tooth, but then your tooth doesn't hit. Just hits the gum. It's the soft part. Fucking, it's not nice.
Weirdly, I can't relate. And look at the state of my gob.
My gob.
My gob.
Gob. I thought you said gums.
My gums.
My gums.
No. My gob. Never go gum bashing Yorkies, man. Don't gum bash Yorkies.
Don't gum bash. That sounds like a hate crime. What are you doing? I'm off gum bashing tonight.
One thing I did do once, it made me feel real sick. I bit down while my bottom teeth was in front of my front teeth, and it really made me want to disappear.
I can't do that.
Don't ever. Right, tell you what. Whenever you're doing any gym exercise ever, don't. I do this sometimes.
Yeah, don't do that.
Just for good. Oh, that really unsettles me.
But then when I was doing a gym thing,
something real fucking.
See where my tooth is chipped there?
Yeah.
That's because I went like that. And then I did gym exercise and I went like that. Bit fucking part of the tooth.
No, can't do that. Can't do that.
There's something in me though that really is like, I'm stronger than these teeth.
Just you doing that is. That gives me the willies, big time.
Yeah,
that's like, I get the same feeling as when I see a toddler in a high place without.
Toddler in a high place.
You know what I mean? That,
without supervision.
Like, yeah. Oh, your teeth. I feel like they're just all going to ping out and. Oh, just.
Well, all of the teeth ping out just because they're high.
Because I've got such an underbite, I can't really get my bottom teeth in front of my front, my top. And if I do, there's so much pressure there on my jaw that it feels like it's just going to snap every single tooth in my brain. And when I see other people doing it, even though it feels natural and you can just do it,
I think there's
pressure as there is in my head.
What has that got to do with toddlers in high places?
You know, like, when toddlers are like, no, he's gonna fall, or she.
He's gonna fall, he or she.
Yeah.
I don't understand the relevance.
About taking a toothpick under your toe and kicking a wall. That's different, though.
Oh God, I don't want to do it that way.
It's fucking gross, though, isn't it? You ever done this one, right?
No.
And then press your fingers.
Oh yeah, I'm doing that.
For 20 seconds, like that. And right down.
I know, because doesn't it feel like your fucking hands are gonna explode?
Yeah, it feels horrible. Yeah. I did it once. I was like, don't do that again. I did it again, but
you ever licked your knee and smelt it?
What?
You ever licked your knee and smelt it?
Yeah, it never did nothing for me.
No,
it's all right.
Smells weird. Your knee does, mine does.
No, these are alright. The bee's knees.
Yeah, but that whole tooth thing, it just.
Is it David Beatty's told me? I didn't realise. If you're diabetic, that's why my teeth falling out and shit.
Yeah?
So they're more brittle to something to do with the diabetes. You know, I've had that one out. I'm the same tooth on the other side. It's exactly the same thing, part of it's cracked, so eventually it's going to start having excruciating pain and I'll need it out. But
that'll be handy though, because if you ever want to carry a drumstick around, it'll just slide in.
It's sliding there, lovely.
Yeah, I can sort it. If I want to be part of a tribe or something, I've fucking got my way in there.
Or if someone happens to stab you in the cheek, you think, no tooth, it'll just go through.
Yeah, I like what you're doing. It'd still just go through the gum though. It'd gum bash it. Fucking horrible.
Gum bash it. Gum bash it.
You know what?
Come here, I'm going to gum bash
you. You know what? Food cracked my tooth.
Yeah.
It was a mini cheddar.
Oh, that was a question.
Yeah.
I thought that was a statement.
No,
I was a bit anyhow, but then by the end of it.
Do you know what? Food cracked my tooth.
No, do you know which food cracked it?
Was it mini cheddars?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How did you know?
I fucking
said. It's my best crisp, man. And it was a Christmas day at the Hilton.
Crisp?
Yeah, it is a crisp. Because it's a fucking crisp.
It's baked, though.
It's a baked what?
Cheese.
Cracker.
Not cracker. Behave, I might have some cheese and crackers.
They're not made of, like, potatoes, are they?
I don't know.
It's a cracker.
It's a cracker. It's like a Jacob's cracker in a different form.
When have you ever called a mini cheddar
you
a
get
cracker?
Them in cracker.
It's a cracker.
It's a cracker.
Yeah. You get the big ones.
It's not a crisp.
They've been crisp forever. No, behave. No, we're not doing this fucking... I'm never calling them mini cheddar.
I've only just realised. How have I only... It's taken me 30 fucking years. How have I only just realised this? Mini cheddars. You know in crackers you get... Cheddars,
yeah,
or in the packets you get cheddars,
yeah,
are they jars?
They're mini cheddars,
yeah.
I've only just realised that,
yeah, but that's a crisp,
it's yeah. not a crisp.
No! Oh, no, they've always been crisp. Right, someone says, what crispy one? I love mini cheddars every time. That's what I always say.
No, you keep them in the crisp cupboard, right? They're in that family, they're not crisps. Hold up.
Wait a minute, what are they made out of?
Well, I've just seen that mini cheddar define themselves as a savoury biscuit and not a...
That's not even right.
It's biscuit.
It's a biscuit.
No, it's crisp. It's like what? A potato-like product is not it's not made out of crisp, is it? Crisp is just the texture. It's made out of potato to make it a crisp. Yeah, it's crisp, man.
It's not.
It is. I've always known it as a crisp.
So anything that is crisp...
Mm-hmm.
So have a bag of crisp salad, shall we? Is that where you keep... is that a packet of crisps?
No, there's certain rules.
And the rules are... Cheddars ain't crisps!
There's certain rules and there's unwritten rules, right? Mini cheddar's my best crisp. All the time.
It's your best cracker, mate, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, them bigger ones, though, they'd be loads better if they was as thick as the mini ones. They just crumble. They're too thin.
Do you know what I think one of the greatest things ever is? Tuck sandwiches.
What?
Tuck sandwiches.
Oh, is that the one with the weird cheese in between it?
Yeah,
they're
tuck
nice,
sandwiches.
But they're made on settlement.
What are you shaking your head for, Tal?
In settlement.
Tuck sandwiches
like
are banging.
It's like that American squeezy cheese, isn't it?
Why are you shaking your head?
Just nah.
I like them, but it unsettles me because it's that weird like spray cheese stuff inside.
Yeah.
It's not real.
Cheese good.
Cheese whip. Something I don't like about that being in a can. It's desserts in a can. You can't be putting savoury stuff in a can. It's ungodly.
Well, you can.
You're not in a aerosol.
I'd like that.
like a bean machine gun.
The bean machine.
Wow.
I don't care
where you're going. I just care where you've been.
That's position out there.
So,
actually.
In conclusion, cheddars are not crisps.
It's crisp to me.
Cheddar's crisps?
It's a crisp.
Don't start changing now just for the fucking lot of
it. It's a crisp in my heart. It's always been a crisp.
I do feel like they're a crisp, but I know they are not a crisp.
I accept they live in the same cupboard. You know, they're in that same
crisp family.
They're in the crisp realm.
It's in crisp family. Easy in crisp
they're
family.
They're in the bag snack. They're snacked. Snack bags.
Things is, someone said, which crisps do you want? And I know there's mini cheddars in there. I'll say I love mini cheddars.
Yeah, but what kind of cheddars are the best?
I like the OG ones or the Red Leicester ones and ours.
No, you're completely wrong.
I mean, you don't know. No, I know
what you want. You want the fucking crinklies, don't you?
Fuck yeah.
No,
they are crisps, aren't they? Are they crisps?
They're closer to a crisp.
It's
too much like
cheddar
a McCoy's. No, I love McCoy's, but there's a special time for
the
McCoy's.
The big bags of cheese and onion crinklies.
I tell you what, the crinkleness, they're nice, but the problem I find is mini cheddar is a very specific crisp. It's very nice. It's in its own family, like we say. Now, it just tastes too much like a normal crisp to me.
Exactly.
It's thinner, crinkle, it's got a tiny bit of cheesy flavour. I'm like, just stick to the... If you want the mini cheddar. If you want McCoy's, then have a McCoy's.
Yeah.
What's the normal flavour? What are the flavours? Isn't it like a barbecue flavour mini cheddar that they do?
Yeah,
they're pretty good.
Yeah.
There's Gloucester.
I'm not a fan of them. Because I like... And when I want crisps, I have crisps.
Yeah.
I like these big stack them up.
Yeah, just to feel big.
Get a big load.
Yeah.
See how many you can get in your mouth.
Yeah, but
you can get a whole packet in your mouth at once.
Oh, no, do you remember though? Savory Oreo. It's the best thing.
Oreo's bullshit.
The savory Oreo.
I don't like. What's savory Oreo?
I made it. I told you about savory Oreo.
Oh, yeah, cheese and two.
Yeah, it's a baby bell and then two mini cheddars either side. I'll say two.
Lunchable.
Yeah.
Just get Lunchables.
No, get that.
That is real.
Some say that's the advert for Lunchables.
No, get that.
You know when they used to drink like and get pissed and shit, I used to go to Vice and they used to go over to a 24-hour shop and get a bag of Baby Bells and then a like multi-pack of mini cheddars. Actually, no, the best one, go to the 24-hour shop, get a big bag with mini cheddars, big giant bag. Fucking sick. Have a great time on them.
Do you know what I really like? From Bargain Booze, you can get big bags of ribbon saucy knickknacks.
Yeah.
I've never been a knickknack, man.
Jack likes peanut crisps.
Knickknack, paddywhack, keep that away
from
me.
I'm not too fussed about peanut crisps. Amy loves peanut crisps. I was going for her.
Peanut flavoured waltzes.
Yeah, the basic, yeah, essentially nice. Peanut flavoured waltzes. Yeah, they're pretty banging.
I've never been a knickknack.
Oh, do you know what I miss? Fucking barbecue saucers. Used to get
some in the fridge, isn't it?
There's loads in the shop.
Saucers. Like a flying saucer. It's like a...
Oh, they're sweet.
It's like a... No, it's like a crisp cage. Used to get them from the spa.
They're like Space Raider-esque.
Kind of.
Like Transformer snack.
They're like
and in that gang.
They're that kind of category, but they're like a barbecue cage. like a cage. But barbecue.
Barbecue cage.
Are they a cage that looks like a barbecue grill?
Is no,
that
they were like fucking banging. Oh, maybe, I don't know. I'm sure they were like barbecue saucers or something.
What's your stance on Monster Munch? Are they a claw or are they a monster?
They are what?
They're a claw. Rar.
It's a foot.
Well, there's the big controversy.
There's always been a foot.
No, that you turn it upside down, and if you look at the monsters on the side...
It's like Matt Zowski.
Yeah, but if you look at the monsters on the packet... They're actually that shape. And it's not actually a monster claw.
Yeah, I've always seen it.
I've always thought they were claws.
I've got a real fit
foot. Whatever, yeah.
They're the badgers, were they?
They're fucking crisscross waffles.
Saucers.
Saucers, yeah.
It's called barbecue saucers.
Barbecue saucers. They're fucking banging. They're well good.
That's confusing though, isn't it? What do you want from the shop? Barbecue saucers, please.
Yeah.
Come back with like four bottles. There you go.
Multiple.
Isn't that what I want, Mum? God's sake. Stab.
When I bought me a magazine, we were gifting it. Say 99p. Then you just get a magazine with stuff in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know what they do now? Because my little one has them. They have stuff with a magazine attached now.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I used to buy
mountain bike rider, and it used to come with like gloves and shit. It was well
That's
good.
Cool.
Yeah.
No, they just have loads of tat, like a ridiculous amount of tat, and attached to it is a magazine if you want that as well.
Remember
it's
them
like
ones
free
where
it's magazine like, with all this shite.
Remember them ones where it's like 99p, but the next ones there's 47 episodes and they're all £9.
Yeah.
No, the robot.
Yeah. I did that so many times. I was like, I'm gonna do it. This is my new hobby, Mum.
Yeah.
I'm getting on it. It's £5 now, and it's only £100 to go after that. But I'm gonna get all 10,000 of them, and I'm gonna come out with a little action.
And also, you'd wait a week to get a magazine. Go home. Go. Oh yeah, got my magazine. Got my magazine. Magazine, get all the bits out, go, oh yeah. Yeah, cool. Till next week.
I've got a theory. I've only ever seen the one magazine where it's like, first one's a fiver. That is the only one I've ever seen. I don't think they're produced anymore. And they're like,
No, they do.
I've never seen it. I don't know, I buy it, nothing.
An old mate of mine, he had, I don't know if you might be a bit too young for it, but it was like this little robot thing that was looked like a big bug. Right, and that was one of them. That was like a well-known one at the time. He did the fucking lot.
How many pieces?
And when he got to it, it was so shit. Everyone was like, "You've wasted your life."
Is it really that bad?
Just fuck off. We don't like you anymore. Go away. You're a loser who does all the magazines. Fuck off. We're off to play football.
You can build the Titanic.
Yeah. What's your hobby? Looking at that piece that I've bought until next week's episode comes out.
Yeah.
I had one that was build a medieval castle.
Yeah?
Yeah. I built the whole of an outhouse. But it had all little tiny little bricks. And you had cement.
I remember that. Because you literally got a bag of bricks and some cement.
Yeah.
And there's like, build that.
Like little tiny
build
ones.
Some cement.
It was
cardboard
actually quite good.
As a frame, and then you have to put all the bricks in. It's all like miniature, like a model thing. Well, it had all foliage and everything.
Natural like little brick.
Yeah.
And then real cement.
Yeah. It's like glued cement thing.
When you realise though now, you could just go to a model shop and just buy like... Load, all the stuff to make that.
As a kid, I mean, I wasn't allowed to go on the bus on my own. So yeah. That won't happen.
Yeah. No, shame.
But yeah, I built the outhouse. And mum was like, look, it's cost us around £400 to do the outhouse. I don't think we're going to have the space nor the money to do the whole fucking castle. This was like, this wasn't like, it wasn't the gate or the walls or anything like that. It was like a shed. It was a shed.
Expensive.
Mum was like, the amount we're paying, I want to build an actual fucking castle for this.
Yeah, we could actually just rebuild the house.
Fun fact, you know these models up here?
Yeah.
They're off of magazines.
Are they?
Yeah, but basically I just bought them off of the people that do the magazines.
Who gives them?
They just sell them direct. Because I've got all the magazines in the loft. They come with the magazines.
They get them already. Like, you know, this magazine's that we're working on, it's going to really take off. The first issue, we've got R2-D2. He's the first one for £1. Yeah. And then that's how we're going to get him hooked. The rest of the magazines are all far for a go. Lads, got it sorted. I've invested £500,000 into all these figures.
Yeah.
Oh, we haven't sold any.
Yeah. No. They sold 400,000 R2-D2s.
Yeah.
That was as far as it went.
Yeah,
that's it.
Maybe the second or third one.
Everyone buy the first one and then forget about it.
Poor old Jar Jar Binks sat there at issue 100 just going...
No one's getting here.
No one wants me, sir.
Similar thing, I always felt fucking boss when, you know, like McDonald's toys, they did like the sets. So you'd have different ones and whatnot. I was Billy Big Bollocks, right? I went Mackey's and I was like, I'm on my last one for the race cars, and you make a little track out of it. And I saw someone I knew in there, and I must have been about 9. I was like, what one are you on, mate? What are you on? He was like, I don't know, just. I'd not thought about it. I've just got the toy.
I
was like,
I'm just grateful to be here, mate.
Like, you fucking pussy. I'm on the last one. I've got the full fucking set. I've got the track. And then, I didn't get that one I wanted.
And it still didn't work.
No, so I couldn't do it. No.
Wow. Good.
But you're giving Mackie's loads of money in the meantime.
Yeah.
They weren't fucking daft, mate.
No. It just made me think of, you remember the micro machines?
Oh, yeah.
Things that we had.
Yeah.
They went... It's like a big car, but then you fold down, it's like track.
Oh, yeah. I remember.
And like a C in it.
Yeah. You know they're worth fucking loads now.
Are they?
Yeah.
Well, you know, micro machines are,
I think,
though,
so.
Yeah.
That's where a bit of the devil came out, then.
Yeah. The devil.
Okay.
Bit of the mango chainsaw.
Yeah.
Oh, has it got that weird...
Yeah.
Like, flavour?
No, it's just fizzy.
Oh, is it fizzy?
Yeah.
Is it taste synthetic or it tastes like mango?
Just, no, it just tastes like water. Okay.
I'll taste.
Finish out, treat yourself.
Oh.
Liquid death.
I think the problem is it's not fizzy enough.
It's on the balance between mango and water, it is on water side.
Yeah. It needs to be more.
It's flavoured sparkling water.
Yeah, I've never found like sparkling
they've
water.
They've got that one. And what they've done is they've diluted it with half one of these to make it more watery.
Yeah.
It's still banging, though. Like,
I mean, I
still can't get my head, alternative, I guess.
I can't get my head around it. I mean, it's better than a kind of monster, isn't it? Like,
yeah.
For you. No,
yeah,
obviously.
100%.
So this makes me feel a bit icky, though. Gives me the eebie-jeebies.
What does?
This
the mountain skull.
The mountain skull. It sets off my holes thing.
The holes thing.
Ivion's fucking mountain. Isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
And Buxton's, what's he got on it? Like a gate or something.
Just got the word Buxton.
Buxton.
Yeah, and it's made out of plastic. Yeah.
Should we have a break?
Gross.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then play my game.
See in a bit.
Alright.
Utopia Project.
Now then, everybody. We are here to tell you about how you can support the show. Jack, how can they support the show?
All the time. Yeah, all the time they can do it.
Yeah, Sharpie, what could they buy to support the show?
Every single week.
They could buy Watch All The Time, and they could buy every single week.
Every week.
Every week, buy yourself a t-shirt off our store, tppod.com, or supportutopia.com.
Every whichever week, you can all watch a t-shirt there. Or buy an episode.
Yeah, an episode, support us with some merch.
Yeah.
So go subscribe on our t-shirts.
Cheers.
Welcome to Jack's Buzzer Game. Who can buzz it first? Welcome to Jack's Buzzer Game. Who's the best or worst? Welcome to Jack's Buzzer Game. Who can buzz it first?
Jack's Buzzer Game.
Yeah.
Big tings.
Buzzers.
Jack's Buzzer Game.
Fuck.
Do you want to explain the game, Mr. Jack?
Yeah. I've done a game.
There we go.
Would you like to play it?
Yeah.
Jack's Buzzer Game. I come up with a word, and it's got top five things, and your buzzer goes. And your buzzer goes. Yeah, you buzz in, and then you get a chance to steal the board or take the board, and then you have to get all five. You get three wrong.
Yeah.
How many times have I done this game? I don't know how it works. You get the opportunity to get three wrong. You've got to get all of them right, and if you don't get them right, the other person has the opportunity to steal the board.
All right.
Yeah. First one. What is a famous cocktail? I feel like you didn't want that one.
No.
What you got?
Porn star martini.
Is. Chunk, would you like to take it?
Fuck off.
That barman's shit.
Not I'm going to say. Oh. Sex on the beach.
You are. Incorrect.
What? Oh, fucking hell.
My go.
No, it's my go now because I get the board.
You get all of them.
No, but you know, I thought you get one if you get one of your things.
Oh dear!
Neither. I thought you only get three.
Never happened. This is
no. I thought you only get three attempts when you get one of them.
It's not like we named like two of the most.
No, I thought
common
it's just whoever gets control of the board.
No, so, you keep going until one you get it right, and then you get control of the board.
Margarita.
Correct.
Lovely.
Not Margarita.
No, your guy. Chunk, you've got the ball.
Okay, another one.
There is four on this, by the way. There isn't five.
You need to buzz in now.
Okay. Pina colada.
Fuck off, man. Where are you getting your list?
Shit, you.
What are these lists, man?
Famous cocktails, man.
We've named them all now.
No, you haven't.
Old fashioned. Vodka martini.
Well, you should say that actually. No.
Gin martini.
No, he's only three goes. He's still the board.
Oh, well, you could have some like fucking like slippery nipple or something.
You just get one.
Get one attempt. How is sex on the beach not on there?
How is any of them not on there?
You did. Which one did you get?
That's all the cocktails I know.
Which one did you get?
Margarita.
Yeah.
You didn't. That's only about fourth on the list.
Pina colada's not on there.
If you like pina colada.
Can I ask just one question?
Yeah.
Is it simple ones, i.e. just spirit and mixer?
That's not a cocktail.
No, they're all cocktails.
Okay,
yeah,
okay. Well, I'm just trying to figure out, man, because we've said
all the common ones.
Tequila sunrise.
Would you like to climb the board?
That's it now.
He's won.
Okay, he's won. Oh, look at that, you're shit. Next
daiquiri,
one.
Daiquiri. Tell me the list.
No, do you want to keep going?
Oh, but one of them was that fucking, what's them mint ones?
Dickhead mint. Mojito.
Mojito.
Fuck off!
You suck of shit.
No.
Uncle Tal, you have a go.
Mai Tai. Arnold Palmer. Wow.
I'm out.
Well, we'll give you a list.
On the top is Bloody Mary.
Okay. Okay.
Next one is a Cosmopolitan.
Okay.
Next one is a Margarita.
Yeah.
And the last one is a Manhattan.
That should be nowhere near the list.
You got the point anyway, so. Yeah. 1 point sharpie.
Okay.
Next one. Why might a person wake up at 2 in the morning?
Oh, I hadn't thought about an answer. For a snack.
No.
Screaming baby.
Child. I'll take it.
Child. So I get the board now, don't I?
I'll give you a clue, right? One of these is spelt wrong and it makes it really funny.
Is it Cosmopolitan?
No, it's Bloody Mary.
Mary,
fucking welcome to the night screaming Bloody Mary.
Siri.
Loud neighbours.
No. Oh,
this is fucking rigged. This is bullshit.
I'll give you a clue. Similar to that, but it's spelt wrong and it makes it funny. I don't think you'd ever get it, but that's your clue.
Lord neighbours? No. Lord neighbours?
That's your three guys.
No, okay.
One more? All right, you can have two more.
I was clearly joking.
You can have two more. I'll let you.
Because you're not asleep.
You've got two more bad guesses.
A nightmare.
There is five on this.
Nightmare.
Bad dream, yeah. You've got the top two.
Top two.
That's a lie. You've got the second and the third. I read it wrong.
Loud housemate. Sex for sex. Ladies with sex.
No. Sharpie, steal the ball.
Intruder, call the police.
No.
No! I win that one!
You went sleep through that, mate. Even all your pants wrong.
Well, come on, where you got this
so
from?
So the list.
Made up completely list is, bullshit list, dog.
The list is top one's bathroom. There's a good toilet.
Just woke up, babe. Are you all right?
Yeah, bathroom. Full bathroom.
Do we have a bathroom?
Yeah, we do.
All right. I'll wait up again too.
Child was second. Bad dream was third.
Yeah.
Fifth was work.
Okay.
If you're going to work. Fourth, and this is the one that's spelt wrong. Heard a noose.
Heard a noose.
Noise.
Oh, heard a noise. Oh, I thought you meant like, I can hear it swinging.
It made me chuckle because on the website I said heard a noose. I was like, Anyway,
one
next
all,
one.
One all.
Name the first letter of a word that's likely to be bleeped out if it was on TV. That was brrrr.
Fox.
F. The first letter F. of a word.
There's a lot of things going on in the question. F. A. C. B. Got one more wrong, haven't I?
What did you say? F.
Yeah,
what?
You don't got this.
I said F. F, A, B, C, as what I've said. So
and
far.
You got two of them. F and C are on
yeah.
there.
S.
I can't, I'm sorry.
S.
Two more to get.
P.
Two more to get, Sharpie. Can you get
no,
one of them?
No, you've got to get one of them to steal it.
Twat! No.
Twat's not there.
You get the point.
Yay!
It is M and H. I don't know what
motherfucker.
M and H are.
Horseplay.
I don't know what H would be.
Horseshit.
Horseshit.
Horse.
Thank you. Please M. excuse me for a moment.
Yeah, I mean, oh my days.
There's real good podcasting, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Everyone likes to listen to me blow my nose.
That's liquid death. That.
ASMR.
ASMR. Done.
Right, so 2-1 to me.
2-1 to you.
Ooh.
Next one. Sharpie, you should get this straight up. What is something that a person eats while dieting?
Cottage cheese.
In salads.
Fuck yourself. No way is salads not on there as an answer. Egg.
Oh.
How the fuck is salads not on there? That's what people do. That's my go.
Try another guess.
Try cosmopolitan.
Yeah. Fuck. No. Right, what do they eat? Fucking broccoli. No, they do.
Steak.
I'll give you a clue. A bit of a trick question. There's only two answers.
Oh. Say your question again.
What is something that a person eats while dieting?
Cottage cheese. Oh, I thought it was one that you'd done.
While dieting. Nothing.
Come on, it's easy. You'll kick yourself. Classic diet foods.
Fish.
Oh my god.
Rice cake!
No, I knew
it. Yeah! Fish and rice cake! Fish!
There were some actual answers to that, and one of them was fish, and all I could think of was, and a rice cake.
You should have rice cake.
So I just put fish and a rice cake.
Fish and rice cake.
Depends what time it is, though, because sometimes it's just fish.
Yeah. I fucking used to love rice cake. Not one.
Really not.
Name something that snowmen have nightmares about. Ooh, the...
Don't take any notes of my buzzer, because I have no idea.
Okay, Sharpie.
The sun.
is there five options on this? Yeah.
Even though none of it's real.
We made it.
This is legit off a website. Some of them are made up. Not these, but some of these.
The spring.
The spring.
Two more wrong answers.
God. Krampus.
Krampus.
Oh. What is Krampus? It's like bad Santa.
Yeah. Oh, fucking hell. Snow rapist. It's got to be on there.
Technically, yes, but no. Would you like to steal the board?
Other than their existential crisis of never been able to love another human, I think it might be a dog weighing on them.
Oh, what wrong answers this week, aren't there?
Because they're fucking bullshit list!
Fucking bullshit list! Chopper, you're going to steal the board.
On mywronglist.com.
Well, no, that's just his point, isn't it?
Yeah.
Right, would you like the list?
Yeah.
I've never understood how this point system works. It's either it's like, right, you've got a couple wrong, they can have as many goes as they want, and then you can have a go, but if they've got it wrong, you get a point.
No, anyway. Usually, one of us gets on the board straight away, then we don't have to worry. So, where we've done it previous is... You buzz in, you go, this is my answer. If you get that right or wrong, depends on who gets to go on the board. Right? So if you get it right, you get to go on the board. You get up to three wrong answers. Yeah?
But I'm already on the board if I buzz in.
No, you're not.
No, only if you buzz in and get a right answer.
Yeah, if you get it wrong, then you give the board to me.
Yeah, but I'm on the board.
You're not!
And if you have a right answer,
you got to take a liquid death.
You got the point anyway. So the things, the top five things snowmen have nightmares about, is the sun, fire or flamethrowers, blow dryers, rain, and a snowplow or shovel.
Okay,
there you go. Every day's
a school day. Yeah,
you'll say rain.
Yeah.
The existential crisis of never fallen in love is.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Not on
that. What's the worst kind of pie you could receive from your dad?
Cream pie.
On the wall!
It's got to be a cranberry pie.
There's only three on this. One of them's a cream pie. I made this one up. It's the three kind of pies I don't like.
I would hate paella from him.
There's four on the board.
Fucking peas in it.
The peas would not pull me off the paella. All of the fish and rice cakes.
I don't know what pies you hate. I assumed with the size you liked them all, but
no. What other kind of pies might there be?
Fish pie.
There's one more.
He's more proud of himself.
A semen pie.
No.
Oh!
No, no, you're not on the board. You're not on the board.
I just wanted to just touch the board.
I want to play around with
the
board.
No, you're surfing. I just wanted to be like, I'm involved.
I might have to pass. No.
I'm going to pass.
Yeah.
You're going to sacrifice the board. You've got one left. You'll kick yourself.
little child pie.
Got two more wrong answers.
Shepherd's pie.
Like shepherd's pie. Good.
What's got the other one? Cottage pie. It's to do with whether it's got a thatch roof or not, isn't it? Yeah. The difference between a shepherd and a
no, cottage. Do you want to do the board?
Yeah, yeah.
Is it more
just
fish?
Wrong way to guess the point.
Is it more fish pie?
No. There's five answers on the board.
The answer though.
I'm joking. There's one more left.
Fucking like just a shit pie. Something gross. What foods don't you like? Give us a clue.
Foods.
What's your worst favourite
pie? Food pie.
My worst favourite pie. Green pies.
I like them.
Custard pie.
Chun gets the point. It's a pumpkin pie.
I can't imagine pumpkins very nice.
It's fucking gross, man.
Yeah.
Horrible.
Pumpkin pie.
Lloyd Grossman.
Pumpkin pie.
How many points has whoever got?
I think I've won.
Someone's got one. We've got one more on the board.
Have we?
Yeah, one
have
more
we done
board.
An even number of rounds?
No, done an odd number.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Okay.
Name something in a person's closet that only comes out on special occasions.
Suit.
You're on the board! There is five answers to this.
Fancy, fancy hat. Lingerie.
One more wrong answer. Come on, think. Think. Think.
A different suit.
Same
don't
answer.
Smoulder at me. No, it might be different.
No, junk. Fucking no, you're not junk. You're junk. You're Chris.
Fucking
Chris. Shoppy.
Yeah.
Permanent man.
Yeah. Permanent here. Sometimes.
Little Chrissy boy. Would you like to steal the board?
Yeah. Skeletons for a court date.
No.
Well, come on.
A cravat.
He gets the point. He wins.
No, I want another go.
Yeah, another go.
Comes out the closet. Homosexual partners.
Why do you only bring them out for special occasions?
Yeah, what if you're
I'm gay with you all the time.
Come on, Jeff, it's a special occasion. You can come out now.
Look, for instance, you're walking through Texas, anti-gay rally. It ain't coming out of that occasion. Go to a gay rally.
Oh, I'm
that's
Frank.
A special occasion. What?
That's a hat and bitch, ain't it? No.
Oh.
But I press both. It is, no. Oh. Would you like to know?
Yeah.
You get a point, you've won.
Yeah.
What comes out of a gun?
So the list
a
is
gun.
A suit, a dress, jewellery, dress shoes, or last but not least, obviously, you'll bloody kick yourself. Shotgun.
Is that a gun? You can buy that all at once.
Why would a shotgun be on the list of things you only bring
special
out?
Special occasions.
I only bring my 12 ball out for special occasions. Like when there's an intruder.
Oh, finally.
Or someone of a foreign nationality in my yard.
Mom, get the gun. The gator's on the porch again.
There you go.
I bring that 12 gauge.
Jack's buzzer game.
Yeah. There you go. I think I won. But after all them lists, nobody's winners.
Nobody's. You're all losers.
Everyone's a winner all the time, every day.
Have you had fun?
Yeah.
Yeah? Did you have fun?
Yes, it was nice.
It was nice. It was a nice time.
That chainsaw's repeated on me.
Is it?
Mango chainsaw.
I said that,
yeah.
That chainsaw's repeating on me.
Yeah. That chainsaw's, that mango's, that repeat is chainsawing on me.
Chappy chap.
Okay.
Little sharpie boy.
You just stop flirting.
Little sharpie boy. You ever become a TV host to say that to someone?
Little sharpie boy.
Little Margaret Thatcher.
back here again.
Yeah, she'd be on, wouldn't she?
Right, if I saw her as a kid, I'd fucking kick her right in the head.
You imagine Margaret Thatcher on Supermarket Sweep.
I just think
she'd be falling all over the place.
Even before she'd done it.
Supermarket Sweep, yeah. Even before you go and check her out.
Even before she'd done it, I'd be like, I know where you're going to be. When you grow up, you're going to be a cunt.
Yeah.
I'm going to take you out.
I was going to say catch her through the fizz of wheat, but that was her clone. That Theresa May, wasn't it?
That was old fucking Theresa Jones, wasn't it?
Theresa Green.
Theresa Green.
Right.
I think that one.
Do a little bragging and go something.
Yeah. Your fan things.
Utopia Project.
Hello everybody, sorry for stopping the show, but we're here to tell you how you can support us on our Patreon. Jack, tell us all about the Patreon. Can you remember, can you summon the information from your brain?
Yeah, you can subscribe and you can get £3, £5,
no,
you don't give out money. You subscribe, you get £3, £5 or £10 every week.
We send it in the post. Send it by check
every week.
Yeah, every week.
Jesus Christ.
Send you big old £3, £10 or £1.
Sharp just turns up with a big check.
Yeah, or you get the booby prize off £1 fish.
No, what you do get for as little as paying £3 a month, you can get yourself an extra episode every week.
That's exactly what I said, didn't
I? In our little pub.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or there's a little extra Brucey bonus as well, isn't there?
You do get a Lucy bonus.
new BBC bonus.
You get extra episode and you also get a lovely little pin badge for you to display as and where you would like. Safety first, there is a pin on it, and you get a sticker as well.
Yeah. Yes. You get a sticker.
That one.
We have signed posters for people who want to pledge a little bit more.
Yeah.
And all that. You would have seen it on the thing.
And if you already subscribed, you'll have got it, so thank you.
Yeah. And you also get yourself early access. So all the fucking losers, they'll be watching it on a Monday, won't they? They'll be like, oh, I'm just going to watch the Utopia Project. Have you seen the episode? And you'll be like, mate, I saw it on fucking Friday.
They'll be like, have you seen this? And you'll be like, yes, I saw it 5 days ago.
Yeah.
You fucking loser.
Yeah, they headbutt and stab them and then just bury them wherever the fucking hell you want.
And Sharpie gave me a big check with £10 on it.
Yes.
Yeah, I can do that. I can do that all the time.
The check won't mean no, but yeah.
It will. What tag you got on tenner? Target tenor, it's cool.
Business as fuck, man.
Utopia Project.
Stuff and things.
Where's Aladdin's lamp come from?
It was from the quarry episode. So he brought Big Blue Genie.
Will Smith Genie.
Yeah.
Yep. Gotcha.
Yeah, obviously Roxbus is there appearing above your head.
Yep.
That's gross.
Yeah. Got Mr. Frosty next to Sharpie. Yeah. And then the lamp.
Oh, Talbot's got a...
Yeah, I didn't think the lamp made it in. It was a lightsaber.
No. It was a genie.
Corey bought the lightsaber.
Yeah, and you said you didn't want to bring the lightsaber because you can get a genie and wish for the lightsaber.
No, I said that was the argument, but I said the goal is to get the lightsaber.
We've got a genie now. That's where we keep the lightsaber.
it's a light lamp.
It's a night light.
Yeah.
It's a lightsaber lamp.
Light.
I fucked up with my research. We have a lamp.
God, it's like you don't even watch these episodes.
I was there.
Exactly.
Never mind.
Anyway, what are you bringing? What are you bringing? Your stuff and your thing. What is the category thing for the stuff and the thing?
The category this week is a thing to buy best friend's mum.
Yeah.
A gift to buy for your best friend's mum. Do you want to go first? Do you want me to go first?
I can go first if you want.
Yeah, I haven't put mine on a card because I had it ready and then forgot to print the fucking.
Well, I went down the... I initially thought, obviously, world's largest dildo.
Yeah.
But I thought, no. Bit. Too easily guessed.
Yeah.
So instead, my thought process went, what do parents do lots of? What do parents do loads of?
Right.
And specifically my mum, but parents in general, drink fucking shitloads of tea and coffee, don't they?
Yeah.
Endless amounts of tea and coffee.
Yeah.
One thing I always used to do my fucking head in about living at mum's, the enormous amount of mugs that they would get through. And I think, it's just you two in this fucking house. Why is there 40 mugs in the dishwasher? Just use the same mug.
Yeah.
Or stop drinking so much fucking tea.
Yeah.
So, answer to that, a 2-litre mug.
Sick.
No.
That's pretty
cool. One mug, that'll last you the day. It holds 2 litres of tea or coffee or whatever beverage you desire.
The 2 litre mug. Be, would the risk
just
be?
Just massive mug.
Because obviously,
enormous mug.
You don't need as many mugs as is already in the house, do you? They only need like 1-2 mugs each.
Mm.
Now, the problem you might find is they'll have that and it will just add to the mugs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get through
to. See, this picture confused me because I'm not sure if it is a 2 litre mug. Or if she's really just holding it really close to the camera.
Yeah. Don't know. The handle's quite big on her.
The handle's quite big in it.
I'd say she's been held captive against her will.
Yeah. But I
that looks like somebody else holding the mug and then that lady's head is coming out of it.
Yeah.
No, someone's holding the mug like that, but it's hidden by the woman coming out of it.
So if I just do that.
Yeah.
Just someone's holding a mug full of woman.
That hand compared to her head is massive as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like she's just gone, this is big. Big mug. But yeah, massive mug.
Yeah.
Massive big things mug. 2 litre mug.
Yeah, they can sleep in it after when they're done.
Or as advertised, 2,000 milliliter mug.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How much, what was the RRP on it?
I can't remember. I think it was like 15 quid.
Yeah.
Yeah. My bowel.
Okay.
Don't need one. I won't buy it.
I went down a similar route.
Mm-hmm.
You know, originally I was like, well, it's got to be a sex toy. That's funny to buy your best mates.
Yeah.
But then I thought, well, again, I have a bit of an easy route to go down.
I was also going to find like the weirdest sex toy that I could find, or sex apparatus that I could find. But I also thought, best not Google that on the works computer.
Yeah. So I thought, well, I want something to aid, like, you know, your best friend's mum's often, you're getting to an age where, you know, they're getting on a bit. They do need something to spice up the sex life.
Mm-hmm.
Something that's going to get the men enticed.
The juices flowing.
Or your best friend's dad enticed, or you know, however you want to look at it.
Yeah, sure, sure.
They're probably getting weary. They're probably, you know, they need something to make themselves feel good. And I thought, like, if I go around to my friend's house and I'm like, here you go. For argument's sake, here you go, Maxine.
Yeah.
For argument's sake, Maxine.
Yeah, I was like, you know, thank you for welcoming me into your home. Have I got the thing to say thank you to you?
Yeah.
I know you're knocking on a bit. It's probably getting a bit weary down there. Why don't we spruce that up with a bit of Black Betty colour? But the hair down there.
Wow.
It's like just for men, but for your mum's pubes. So it's just for their men.
You can colour in your pubes.
Why don't they just take them off?
Wham balam, wall Black Betty.
No, it can only be used by people called Pam Ballam.
Yeah.
Why is it to dye them? Why not just...
Because they're old and grey and fucked.
Take them off.
Nah.
Big old Uncle Bush. Tal's
they're from the
say.
Bush era.
Uncle Tal's going to talk about his mum's fanny now.
I was really worried that you were going to bring the Radox again.
That's
going to
be my
he's done no prep. He's got the thing from Something Blue still. He's got the Radox.
Have a wash.
Radox muscle soap.
Wash your fanny.
Chuckle we'll 47 that, episodes in now and you're still bringing muscle soap.
Yeah. Wambalam, more Black Betty.
The best condiment
make
your
mum's
tea.
Black Betty.
The best condiment for your tea.
Betty Bear.
Blue Radox muscle soap. All over your pie and mash. Yum, yum, yum.
Okay, now.
Yeah?
Yeah. Is it
how
like,
do you feel about
it? Is it like
that?
A pen then, or...?
I mean, like, if it's...
He's 25 quid.
Right, Jesus Christ.
Is it...
It depends how much bush you got, I guess.
Like it looks like a big wax crayon. What is it?
No, that's the box, Jack.
It's
the box from the front and the
let
side.
Let me see this.
It's the front and the side. You don't go, come here, Maxine. Let me cut it in.
Gotcha.
It's not a giant Crayola. For your fan holer. Are you okay, mate?
Yeah, I'm just reading the French bit.
It's
French about Bay Beauty Inc. in New York City.
25
is
quid.
Is that the French bit?
You turn those grey pubes
black.
It's the thing. Bay Beauty Inc. New York City. And then underneath it says FDD International Staines Middlesex.
So it's not from New York City.
It's not from New York City. It's from Staines.
Same place as Ali G.
Down the road.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Down the road.
Funnily enough, my in-laws grew up around there.
Okay.
Fun story. Fun fact for you.
That's cool.
Well, it does sound here specially formulated for the hair down there, or as the French would say, couleur. Very Scottish.
Couleur
pour chavour de basse.
Oh god,
if there were, you know, that French, famous French Scottish people.
Yeah.
If there was the French dubs version of Shrek.
Ooh la la.
Ooh la la. Sacre bleu.
Sacre black.
Sacre black. Sacre black as well, yeah.
Oh, Black Betty. Humble.
Yeah.
What are you going for?
That's what I do. Like, oh, you've invited me around for Yorkshire puddings for tea. Let me dye your fanny.
Yeah.
I mean, anything to help.
I mean, I was thinking, what could I get best friend's mom? And then...
What are you buying, Penny?
I thought of the most perfect thing. And... it applies to Penny, and it also applies to all my, like, primary school best friends and everything as well.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what.
Please don't tell me it's a life-size cut out of you.
No, but it does, like, it's...
Just before he reveals this, he said earlier, yeah, I've got a story about my stuff and things.
It's a cloner, Willie,
isn't it? I made it.
No, it's not too bad.
Hopefully it's not, you know, a cloner, Willie.
It's just a discount code off the bill of me being a fucking delight.
It's a discount voucher.
It's a discount voucher.
You first shove your own head on.
Yeah.
What is it? A discount voucher of what?
I've just off the bill of me being a fucking delight.
I'll do you 30% off your invoice of me being amazing.
I'm just lovely. Like, every time I was at school, all like their parents and whatnot, and they'd all be running around. They'd be like, "You fucking, why can't you behave like Christian? He's a good boy. He's a good Christian boy." Like, and I was just like, "Yeah, I'm brilliant. I'm like, why can't you be like him?" So here's a bit of money off the bill for my expensive taste.
It's funny, really, because as he's got older, all his friends' mums are going, "Don't be anything like him. Don't be anything like him."
Same what was. Was they about to be Yorkshire and then decided not to?
Yeah.
Don't, whatever you do, don't be anything like him.
Yeah, it's that old Yorkshire Jamaican part of the world.
Yeah. Bradford.
Don't be anything like him. Don't go down to shops and be nicking like him.
Nicking.
Don't want to catch you down there nicking.
Discount voucher, look.
Valid until September 2021. It's out of date. You scumbag.
You should have used it in time, really. It's not my fault if you don't use the voucher.
That's the trick. That's where he gets the money. He sends an invoice, but he goes, "Your invoice in the post. Don't worry about it. Here's a 30% off voucher." And they go, "Well, I can't claim it's out of date. You're going to have to pay the full charge, I'm afraid."
Like, it's out of date.
I've already processed the invoice, I'm sorry.
It's out of date, but I'll still give him 25%.
Yeah.
All right. It's 30%. They missed it, but I mean, if you want to be like...
Does that mean you're 30% less of a delight, or...?
No, I'm the whole delight, but it's why I'm being nice, because...
You're a full hunger burning love.
You can have 30% off of...
I just like the fact you put your cheeky little face on it.
It's there, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's just
Hello!
It's just there. So, yeah, it's I know money's tough these days, and I'm, you know, bills aren't going to start coming around, obviously, because it was many years I was a good Christian
boy. You got to pay the bills, don't you?
I know. I was a good Christian boy, and obviously everyone aspires to be like me, so, you know, be like me.
Yeah.
30% off.
30% off. Yeah. There you go.
Is it single use?
Well, yeah, all vouchers are, aren't they?
It's never used because it's out of date.
No, so we'll do 25% off. Don't worry about it.
I'll do your deal. Don't worry about it.
Still being a good Christian boy.
Yeah.
Thoughts?
I am leaning towards the voucher. I have to say, it's the voucher for Chris being. Like, I'm sorry I was such a disappointment, Mum, but I can get you some discount off of how good Chris is.
Yeah. I mean, it works both ways. It can either be 30% off the bill of me being a fucking delight, or it can just be 30% off the disappointment that I am to most people.
No!
I would rather,
bless you, I would rather
burden people less.
Yeah, you can come up and make your best friend look better.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
I'll come around and be a dick to your mum for 30% off.
Yeah.
We'll be grateful you got that, son. Because I'm a dickhead. Look.
There you go. So it's, it works both ways.
Proper man winging your mates.
Yeah, it's man winging. Yeah. Yeah, you can use it. It is valid between 20th October and 31st of December. I'll try getting that time. We are in that time frame. I will extend it until now.
until right now.
You can cash it in. We're on Facebook, we're on Twitter, we're on WhatsApp, and we're on Instagram. It is the mega. This is Black Friday mega sale as well. So you've timed it right. You've come at a good time.
Yeah.
It should have been 2 years ago, but I will let you cash it in now. Like, we are nice.
We do
want to help you guys out. So we'll do this for you. We'll look after you, and we'll make sure we get you leaving with the best product.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Uncle Tal, what's the verdict?
Really, we should be asking someone's mum, shouldn't we? But
shall I ring mum and ask her?
Yeah, go on then.
Ring her.
Ask her. If you had to have one of these three gifts, what would you have?
Okay, mine. Oh, if you want to ask Penny, just say it's 30% off me.
Shall I ring Maxine?
No.
I'll ring my mum.
It will not go down well.
Right, go ahead.
Your mum can have me for 30% off.
Oh, hang on. Just do the sound bed down.
Hello, Petrol.
Hello, Mama.
You are right?
Yeah, you're live on the podcast, just FYI.
Oh, my goodness.
I have a query for you.
Right,
so we're doing a section called Stuff and Things. Each of us has to bring a stuff or a thing for a specific category. This week's category is... a gift that you would bring to your mate's mum, innit?
Yeah.
Right. I'm going to present you with three options here. I'd like you to tell me which one you would rather go for.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have a mug which holds 2 litres of...
any hot drink.
Any hot drink, so you can stop using so fucking many.
Right.
I have... what is it? It is Black Betty, colour for hair down there, so you can dye your pubes back black if they're going a bit grey. Or we have a 30% discount voucher off of Chris Sharp being a delight. So when Chris comes round and is delightful, you'll get 30% off of the cost of that. Because he's mindful of the fact that there is a cost of living crisis at the moment. So he doesn't want to charge too much for his services of being delightful.
Just say, Mum, no, my services do go to whatever she needs. So,
he says his services do go to whatever you need. So if you really want it, I'm not your outfit 50% off. Would you rather go for the voucher, the mug, or the dye in your pubes?
I'm being very mindful here.
Yeah, say what you like. Just remember that it's going on the internet.
Yes,
your face ain't on it. You're just an actress pretending to be our mum.
I think I would go for the mug and then I can fill it with gin and not tea or coffee.
Oh, right,
that's sensible.
Yeah.
I never thought
that's
that.
That's clever.
It doesn't have to be hot drinks, does it?
No.
Yeah?
No, the litre, you see, would go cold by the time you drunk it, wouldn't it? And, you know.
She's fucking thought about it, isn't she?
That's an experienced hot drinks drinker, isn't it? All right, well, congratulations. There'll be a 2 litre mug winging its way to you.
Well, I will wait in anticipation.
That's fine. I wasn't going to, as soon as you've picked it, fuck it, I'll buy you one.
I was going to have, I'll make sure I've got plenty of tonic.
Thanks. Make sure you do, because you'll need at least a bottle of gin, I think. Cool, well, thanks.
Well, thank you very much for phoning me.
No problem. I definitely can't tempt you with the 30% off voucher.
Oh, I'm just being... Oh, no, I think I'll refrain at this moment in time. Thank you.
I extended that voucher 2 years, Penny. It was already out of date.
It was already out of date. He was going to extend it specifically for you. But no problem. We'll go with the mug. Thank you very much.
I still love Chris very much, though.
We'll get ticked for that.
Have a wonderful evening, Mama. Love you, bye.
Love you too, bye now.
So it's the mug.
It's the mug. I did not expect that.
No.
I thought
the pube diet would at least have a chance.
I feel like I know what she wanted to say.
Yeah, she wanted to fuck you.
She wanted to, she wanted to voucher and to be locked in a room with you.
I'm going to die alone.
What's wrong with my mum?
She rejected me.
Loser! Yeah. I want to give it to my stepdad.
I'll give it away on discount.
Yeah. Mum didn't even want a discount version of you.
She bought another porcelain mug.
Prank! So, are we going for the mug on the basis of a mug?
That's what we said before we made the call.
This mug?
Yeah,
That is a wild card for me.
I am not a... someone's best friend's mum, so yeah. It's
can you be?
I can try, but yeah.
In a shock turn of events, I did not see that coming.
No, I don't know what's required of me is to be someone's best friend's mum, so you have to walk me through that.
You have to adopt one of my friends.
change your
gender.
Yeah, right, yeah, which one and how?
That one.
No, I'm... discount's ended, mate.
Say hello to your new mum.
He ran out in 2021 to house, unfortunately.
I don't know, part of me wants to...
You're going
to
override after all that?
I know, but
you can't override it just
because then that voucher has to go up here.
Hey, Chunk just wants to do the mug because it's a quick one to draw.
I'm going to put something else up. I'm going to put the muscle soak on next time.
No, get it down.
Just put a line, one whole shelf of muscle soak. Trade up. Look like a fucking Lidl, mate. You can buy three of ones.
All faced up as well.
On the advice of a mug, we're going to have to go for the mug.
I have to say I'm disappointed, Penny, if you watch this.
She won't, I mean
fair deuce.
I'm going to beat out by a product that's sold in Sports Direct.
That's only a litre though.
The new cities. Sorry, Tom.
Don't get scared by the sound of a noose.
No,
I'm not scared. It beckons to me like a soothing siren.
Yeah. Come on, Christian. Put your head in here.
Well, good to sleep.
Come get down for the long sleep.
Close your baby gate. I just realised it's too fucking late for that now, but yeah.
That's the end of the show, boys.
Oh, that was lovely.
Yeah,
and I got a secret little win as well.
Yeah.
I was fully expecting to get out then.
That took me.
I thought the
cube
die might get a comedic nod.
Maybe.
I thought it might go, oh yeah, well, I'm abused. That's like a safe but like funny one. I want a drink.
I want a big mug of gin.
They should have a little giggle of that.
She's going through a hard time at the
minute. I want a 2 litre mug of gin. Don't worry about the tonic.
I'll have to get some tonic weight ready. She's already got the gin.
Yeah.
She's like, oh no, I have to buy the tonic
for a mug.
I'm going to have to buy that mug now, aren't I?
Yeah.
Please buy a comical one so it's actually like just massive.
Why don't we see if we can get one that's like 20 litres. That's
a barrel.
Yeah. Get our faces on it.
I can try.
Why don't we get
Sharpie's voucher?
Yeah, Sharpie's voucher.
Yeah.
Printed on the mug.
We can print that out and just put it in the mug.
Yeah.
On the other side, 2021.
Yeah. Sorry, it's out of date.
Who knows?
All good?
Yeah, that was lovely.
We've got any announcements this week? I don't think we have, haven't we? Merry Christmas. Nearly.
Almost there, haven't we?
Nearly Christmas.
Happy Guy Fawkes Night.
That's well and truly happened.
It's already
happened in our lives.
It's happened to exist.
Yeah. You're just getting ready for next year. If you're watching this around fireworks night next year.
Yeah, next year.
Then have a good time.
Yeah, you can watch it at any time. It's on the internet now forever. So happy birthday.
Yeah, happy birthday to you. I can't believe you're joining us. We're doing this show just for you on your birthday.
Yeah.
I feel like a CBBC presenter.
Yeah.
This card was sent to you by Dad and Sam and all of your friends in year 7.
next up on News Round.
No one in Year 7 is sending park cards to them. I'll see
if they are, what a fucking loser.
I'm going to do one for you.
Do they still do that?
Send one in for you. Happy 31st, Jack Magic.
Can you please do?
We've heard that you really like Bing.
Yeah. Oh, I love Bing.
Teletubbies.
Damn, Bing's a dickhead.
He is a fucking knobhead. Voiced by Seamus, though, his dad, isn't he?
Shameless.
You know the flop, the fucking rabbit that hangs about with him? Who's like, don't do that, Bing. And he's like, fuck off, you long-haired cunt. Right?
Classically, that's what Bing says, yeah.
He's voiced by Frank Gallagher out of Shameless.
Really?
Yeah. He's like, oh no, don't do that, Bing. He's all like, fucking party! Right, he usually does.
Wow. That's mad, isn't it?
Yeah, it's crazy. Madness.
What a mad thing.
Final thoughts.
Why can't you set fire to fire?
Tom Jones can.
Who's Tom Jones?
Fighting fire with fire. Burning down the house! Yeah.
So he can.
It's tune that.
Set fire to hot things.
Final thoughts?
Why can't wet be wet?
He can.
Tom Jones can.
I just copied him.
Drowning down the house.
Drowning down the house, yeah.
For them all.
That'll do. Yeah, sure.
Final word?
Quenchable.
Final word?
Plug.
I don't know why I enjoyed that so much.
I just saw it over there and thought, this is a good word, isn't it? Plug.
What's in that word?
Plug.
What?
Just because
the plugs that are on the wall. Oh, the plug. All them plugs you're looking at.
I thought you were looking for the word.
Plug.
Not as good as mucus plug.
Mucus.
That's what comes out of a lady's fanny.
Yeah, I feel like that's the top of Clyde cream.
A mucus plug?
Yeah. You know, like when a water breaks and the preggo?
Yeah.
The mucus plug comes out
shoots,
first.
A baby
it's
bell
like
shoots
a
out
wine
first.
Bottle topper.
I bet it feels
sometimes
good.
Sometimes they come out and they've got like Winnie the Pooh and stuff.
I bet it feels good when that goes. And that pressure built up, hasn't it?
Fucking glad I got rid of that cunt.
Here he comes.
Here we go. Yeah. Oh, water's broke.
Can you actually pick it up? Like, is it a thing?
I don't know.
That's what they're putting in
the I don't know why I'm so aggressive about that.
I feel like it looks like the bottom of the cup holder in your car.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's that's a mucus plug.
Mucus plug. Okay.
Cool.
That's a goopus blog.
Don't forget to like, share and subscribe and all that jazz.
Mm-hmm.
Come join us over on the exclusives.
Yeah.
Join the Patreon.
Yeah, go on there. Free quiz.
Don't forget some merch and all that.
It's all there for your taking.
Come buy some shit.
Yeah.
It helps.
Yeah.
I've been Chucky T. Thank you very much for coming along.
I've been Jack Magic. We'll see you on the flip side.
I've been Permanent Sharpie. Permanent as always, apart from last week anyway. See you next week.
And this has been the Utopia Project. Goodbye.
See you later.
Love you.
Welcome to Utopia, please make yourself at home.
It's the only place on earth where you can bitch and moan.
There's something here for everyone to make you feel quite great.
Just as long as we've already let it through our gates.
This is our dreamland, this is Utopia. Yet another little podcast for you. This is our dreamland, this is Utopia.